It's been a good run, a 40-year run. But now the curtain is closing on Thomas Video in Royal Oak in Oakland County. They billed themselves as the first video store in the United States, and now they're one of the last. Through the decades, Thomas Video has built a reputation as the place to track down obscure foreign and art videos, as well as the newest hits. Jim Olensky is the co-owner of Thomas Video. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, you thought you were going to be a filmmaker. Did you ever expect to be presiding over one of the nation's premier video stores?
Well, actually, I didn't think I was going to be a filmmaker. That was a college thing, and very quickly shifted more into the musician mode for that. But actually, with Thomas Video, was actually started in 74 as Thomas Film Classics, selling film. And I was a customer for the first year. I came in the second year in 75, and then in 77, I acquired half the store.
Mm-hmm.
And then by 82, Dennis Thomas was gone completely, and myself and Gary Reichel, my bandmate in Cinecide, and I own the store.
And you really have a reputation of having the coolest stuff. How did that evolve as opposed to just go find the latest hits or the typical classics?
Well, I think that's because, our taste, always lean towards the more obscure and certainly the independent, both in music and film. And, we just went with our tastes. And once it really got rolling and other stores came around, it became pretty obvious it would be good to have a niche. But we do, and we always have carried all the mainstream stuff, too. Some people don't realize that. We always had the new releases and things like that. We just brought in more new things every week than the other stores.
How is it that you know Thomas Video was the first of its kind in the country?
Well, what's considered the start of home video is in 1977. In late 1977, the first 50 home video titles were brought out by Magnetic Video on Beta. And, a few months later, in early 78, they came out on VHS. And the gentleman from Magnetic Video, Andre Bly, his plan was to just sell things mail order. Mm. So we were able to take him out to dinner. And after that and a few drinks, we got the movies. So everybody else who got those movies, they had to order them retail by mail order. And it took him at least 4 to 6 weeks, if not longer, to get them. Now, Andre Bly actually did give us a letter stating we were his first customer. So that makes us the first video store, at least in the country. Could be the world, but we're not sure about, like, Japan and things
sure.
like that.
Sure. Now, let me ask you this. Should you have pulled the plug before this?
Heck yeah. But the problem was we loved the store too much. We also had this thing. We always thought we were providing a community service by having the esoteric movies in addition to the mainstream movies. And that was a part of it too. So it's just – but at this point, we dropped so much money into it the last half a dozen years that we should have closed up 6 years ago when we moved.
What did you win most, do you think? Was it Netflix? Was it Amazon? What do you think it was?
I'd say Netflix and probably the downloads, both legal and illegal.
So it's not as difficult as it once was to seek out the esoteric and the obscure.
Right, right. It definitely. So, in the early days of video, it was, we provided, I think, along with, I'm sure, some other stores across the country, a new venue for independent films and cult films and all that sort of thing. So.
Well, now that you are going to be closing after 40 years and you are doing talk about a liquidation sale, what kind of stock do you have and do you still have stuff for people to buy?
We have plenty of stuff left. People don't realize how many items we had at the store, but we have tons of mainstream, culty, foreign, classic DVDs, also VHS tapes, also laser discs. Also, we've got a load of vintage TVs and radios that are all up on the block. Pretty much everything. A lot of actual Thomas Video memorabilia, too, like, Ghoul banners and things like that, too. So even our signs.
Wow. In your view, how do you think we will be consuming movies going forward?
They'll be beamed directly into our head. I really don't know. I think this is what's going on. It's going to end up being the streaming. And unfortunately, I don't think that's going to ever be, all the stuff you want to see. But I think that's what it's going to be, is pretty much all streaming shortly.
Are you feeling nostalgia, relief, disappointment, freedom, happy? What are you feeling?
I think when the sale's done, I'll feel very sad. Right now, there's just so much to do that I don't know. I don't know how I feel at this point. Maybe I'm ignoring it.
And then what for you and Gary after the store closes?
Well, I think we're going to, because of the decision to put so much money back in, mm-hmm. we're both going to be looking for jobs. But really, I want to get through this, clear my head a little bit, and then just, you know, decide what to do and go after it again. So,
Jim Olensky, co-owner of Thomas Video in Royal Oak, the oldest in the country, shutting its doors after 40 years. You can find them in Royal Oak. They're on Rochester Road, just south of 14 Mile. And as he said, if you want to go find a ghoul banner or an old radio or an old sign or an obscure movie, that's the place to do it while they're still there. Jim, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks a lot, Cindy.